Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. And I'll tell you what, y'all, I got the best thing cooking in town. My guest today is my oldest grandson, Jack Deen. This is Jamie and Brooke's son. And, you know, I'll speak to all you grandmothers and grandfathers. There is nothing like that first grandchild, is it? There is nothing like it. They will always have a special place in your heart for that first grandchild. Today's episode is sponsored by my friends at Smith & Noble. Their beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are all custom made. So visit smithandnoble.com and let them create a space for you that I know you'll just love. I want to know about your day. I want you to share, Jack, with everybody out there listening. Because let me tell you, can I tell you something? Every week, we have quite a few people that tune into our podcast. But the day that you visited, we had over 200,000 people sit in on that podcast. So what did that tell me? They don't want to see your daddy. They don't want to see your grandmama. They don't want to see your mama. They don't want to see your brother. They want to see Jack. So tell everybody how our day started today. So
my day started me sleeping late, which is 7:30 because I normally wake up at 7. After that, so I had
7:30 is late for you.
Very late. And then after that, Mom made oatmeal for breakfast. And then I played Legos with Maddie for a while. And then we went to work.
That's right. We went to work early today, didn't we?
And so we had the book signing.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun.
We started the book signing this morning a couple of hours earlier than we usually start them. We usually start them like at 11. Your daddy and Uncle Bobby and Guinea and you started the book signing at 9 a.m. this morning. So it was early.
And didn't it go an hour or two hours above how long it was supposed to go?
Yes. They usually, you know, we set them for 2 hours, Jack, but it's almost normal that it's going to run at least an hour over that because we're not going to turn anybody away ever, ever. If people have taken their time and to come to see us, we won't certainly want to see them.
And so, during that, I had
I have to tell you,
ooey gooey butter cake.
Yes, I saw you eating a gooey butter cake.
And I had,
during the book signing. And can I tell you how excited everybody was to see you there? And when they saw that you were signing the books, they loved it because he writes his name in cursive, and then on the K, he does a beautiful balloon. So you don't just get a name with Jack.
So, and I also had two chicken legs.
I saw you eating that too during the book signing. And did you also see me grab your bones and gnaw on your legs? I gnawed on your leg bones.
That's so scary. That's almost not funny.
It is almost not funny, isn't it? And then we got through with the book signing. And then what did you do? Because your daddy and I had to go into a meeting.
While they were in the meeting, I learned how to work the cash register.
Oh, my gosh.
All by myself.
No, another Deen man that now knows how to work Guinea's cash register. That could be a problem, y'all.
I did it all by myself. I do credit cards and cash.
No. Jack, I don't know how to do that, sonny boy.
You press credit cards, and then you turn before you swipe their credit card, you have to ask for their ID.
Uh-huh.
And so I see their
ID. To make sure that credit card's not stolen or anything, yes.
And then, so you swipe the credit card, and then I get the receipt, I give it to the people, and then they sign it, and then I put it away, And then I give them the other receipts.
Uh-huh. And you put their merchandise that they have...
In the bag.
In the bag and give it to them and thank them for coming. Yes, and wishing them a good day. And hopefully they'll come back to see us.
I think that was probably my favorite part of the day, to be honest. I love working a cash register.
So does your daddy. Well, listen, let's take a quick break, baby, because we've got a sponsor that we'd love to hear from, and we'll be right back. I want to hear more about your day. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Welcome, y'all, and we're back to our podcast. And so, now, I just told you about my day at the restaurant. So after the day at the restaurant, I went to a comic store with my dad.
You did?
And so at the comic store, Dad goes there all the time, and I didn't know that they had a big section of kids' comics.
Okay. And is this old comics or all brand new comic
There's
books?
Some old ones and some new ones.
Okay. So and if you're a collector of old comic books, you could possibly go to that store and find one that you've been searching for.
There's some, like, the first appearance of a Star Wars character ever.
Wow.
That they have in there. It's $100 for it.
Wow.
It used to be 50 cents.
Wow. Inflation. All right. So your dad has always loved comic books from the time he was a little boy. And he still reads them to this day, doesn't he?
He does. He goes every week. And this guy is so nice, and he hangs out. He talks to him for a while.
Oh, he does.
So I was happy to go to the comic store because I've been reading this series called Skywalker Strikes, and it's a Star Wars comic. And I read book one at my house, and I've kept it in my house. I've kept on looking. I was like, I wonder when the second one will come out. And then we went to the store, and I asked the guy if they had the Skywalker Strikes, and he said that they do. I have book two. Next week, I'll have book three.
So book three comes out as quick as next week. Yeah. All right, now how long has it been since you read book one?
It's Matthew's birthday, which is May 18th.
Oh, so they come out pretty quickly then, one behind the other. It's not like you have to wait a year or two.
Yeah, I got it from my school book fair, and I also got some Plants vs. Zombies books. I got that one from my book fair, too. And
well, that is wonderful. So what else did you get?
I got, and these were my last things I got. Skylanders, two comic books, three. I got the part one of Skylanders, and I got part five and part six.
Wow.
They're not really parts, they're just different stories.
Well, let me ask you, Jack, what does a comic book run nowadays? What would you have to pay for a comic book?
$3.99 for a really small one. It's like this big, $3.99. It's crazy.
$3.99. I think they used to be either 5 or 10 cents when I read them.
Yeah, I would probably call those $2 maybe, or $1, because they're this thick.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you a secret that I've never told anybody ever, but your granddaddy Dean and I, before your daddy was born, we would go to the store And he would get him 3 comic books, and I would get me 3 comic books. And we would come home and get in the bed and read our funny books. And, of course, we were young. I was maybe 19, and Granddaddy Dean was 21. So can you imagine crawling in the bed on a Friday night, excited because you was able to buy your 3 comic books? So I share your love for comic books with you and your daddy. And I still will pick one up at the grocery store. You know, sometimes they'll have like the little Archie comic books or something like that. Archie and Jughead or Veronica and Betty.
I've never heard of those.
Oh, you hadn't? Well, it was just real popular back in the 50s and 60s. So how's your whole summer been going? I mean, has it been going good for you?
It's been great. My first week at camp, and there's a rock climbing wall and a pool.
Oh, wow.
And hermit crab hunts. And you're right near marsh, so you get to play in the marsh all day.
Oh, that's great.
I fell into the marsh and I sunk into the marsh down to here.
Honey, that marsh is like quicksand.
But I got out.
It's
pretty easy to get out. I fell all the way down there, but I could get out.
Now, how many camps have you been to this summer?
3. The second week, I went to my school, and I did all sports camp. And so I had 3 of my friends, and I made some new friends.
That's great.
And we played lots of sports.
That's great. And then you had basketball camp this week. Well, let me ask you, I never went off to camp. But my Aunt Trina, that was 3 years older than me, I remember Grandma and Granddaddy Paul and myself, we would drive Trina up to the mountains in North Georgia and leave her for a couple of weeks. She would go to camp every summer. But I don't know why they didn't send me. Maybe there was not enough money for the 2 of us to go. But would you like to go off to camp like that for a week or 2?
I've never gone off to a sleepaway camp, but I've been thinking about next summer to grab a friend like Peter or David, and we could go to a camp for 3 days. There's
for
this camp
days?
In Texas, but I was on the waiting list this week, so I didn't get to.
Mm-hmm. What would you do at a camp in Texas? Would it be horseback riding? Or?
It's like all this different stuff that you get to do. Uncle Scott told me about this camp. Uh-huh. And there's like banana splits everywhere. And you pick up the ice cream and you throw it at
Uncle
everyone.
Scott would know about banana splits.
Uncle
Scott likes to eat, doesn't he?
And you get to throw it at you, and at the same time, people are just pegging you with ice cream, and you're like just licking yourself.
Like, you're eating yourself alive. Sounds great.
He says that somewhere in North Carolina or South Carolina.
They have a camp like that. Well, I tell you what, Jack, I'm just so appreciative of you coming in, Sonny boy. I just love you to death. I could suck the skin right off of your little body. Oh.
That's almost so scary that's not funny.
Well, that's just how much I love you. And I thank you so much because these folks just love seeing you and love hearing you talk.
I like hearing myself talk too.
Well, there ain't nothing else to be said, y'all, except have a great day, love, and best dishes. I'll see y'all next week. We all like to hear our own selves talk, don't we?
Remember to keep an eye out for Blue Squid. I'm working on it, I promise.